Now we pray Psalm 121 with Jesus. The psalmist has a particularly fine sensitivity to rhythm. Among other elements, he picks up the final phrase of one verse and uses it to introduce the following verse, which expands the idea. The key theme is that God is the one who guards Israel. Samar is the word for guards. This idea is expressed in the very name Samaria, given to the capital city of the northern kingdom. Yahweh is the guard. The statement, God is your guard, in verse 5, is exactly at the centre of the psalm. The psalmist also uses polarity. He speaks of sun and moon, day and night, going and coming, now and forever, to emphasize the all-encompassing nature of his trust in God. And this is the second of the Psalms that bears the title A Song of Ascents, ascending the mountainous district of Judea to come to Jerusalem and the temple. Verses 3 to 8 appear to be words of reassurance from the leader of the pilgrimage. So let's pray the psalm. I lift up my eyes to the mountains. Will my help come from there? My help comes from God, from Yahweh, the maker of heaven and earth. God will not let you stumble. Your guard, Samar, does not sleep. Israel's guard neither slumbers nor sleeps. God is your guard, your shade, always at your side. The sun will not harm you in the day, nor the moon in the night. God will keep you from evil, watching over you always. God will watch over you as you go out and as you return, now and forever. Special vigilance was expected of the guard during the hours of darkness. We're told, can all sleep securely because Yahweh is watching over us. We call on God, Isaiah 51:9, awake, awake. But it is we who have not been vigilant. And so God responds in Isaiah again, rouse yourself. Rouse yourself, awake, awake. That God is watching over us is a theme often found in the Psalms. I'll read, guard me as the pupil of your eye, hide me in the shade of your wings. Another psalm, God keeps guard over all their bones. Not one of them will be broken. A verse picked up by John in the account of the death of Jesus on Calvary, where the bones of the other two were broken, but they didn't break the bones of Jesus. God keeps guard over all their bones. Not one of them will be broken. Another psalm, that also appears in the New Testament, God will command his angels to guard you in all your ways. And another, God guards the lives of the faithful. And a prayer, guard me, O God, from the hands of the wicked, protect me from the violent. And finally, God watches over strangers. He upholds the orphan and the widow. In verse 1, the psalmist assures us that God, our God, is not limited by space. And in verse 7 to 8, he states that God's protection is not limited by time. As we pray this psalm with Jesus, we hear him pray. This is his prayer to God at the Last Supper, John chapter 17. I'm no longer in the world, but they are in the world. And I'm coming to you, Holy Father, protect them in your name. Protect them that you've given me, so that they may be one as we are one. While I was with them, I guarded them. And Paul assures us, the Lord is faithful. He will strengthen you and guard you from the evil one. So let's pray that psalm again after the explanation I've tried to offer you. Prayer, the psalmist prays, I lift up my eyes to the mountains. Will my help come from there? My help comes from God, the maker of heaven and earth. God will not let you stumble. Your guard does not sleep. Israel's guard neither slumbers nor sleeps. God is your guard, your shade, always at your side. The sun will not harm you in the day, nor the moon in the night. God will keep you from evil, watching over you always. God will watch over you as you go out and as you return, now and forever.